It's no secret that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has been short-staffed. The DEC's Hudson River Estuary Program is recruiting and educating citizen scientists to collect water quality data from streams and rivers in the Hudson River watershed. The DEC has rolled out what it calls WAVE, the Weightable Assessments by Volunteer Evaluators Program. WAVE data will be used to augment the work of the DEC's Stream Biomonitoring Program, which sample streams and rivers across the state to create an inventory of stream water quality. Based on the diverse waterways within the state, New York is divided into 17 watersheds. Each is sampled on a five-year rotating schedule. Data collected using WAVE protocols will be included in federal and state water quality reports and will help to target professional assessments and local restoration efforts to where they are most needed. WAVE coordinator Elena Onion tells WAMC, citizen monitors who visit streams July through September will collect and identify insects and other small organisms.
Just about anyone can perform this assessment, and all I ask is that they submit first a site that they would like to visit, and then they attend one of our educational sessions, and then they collect stream macroinvertebrates, which are the little critters found on the bottom of the streams, and they submit to me a sample with examples of one type of each critter that they find. And then that data, that sample that they submit, is data that we can use to assess the health of a stream.
Onion says that if four or more of the so-called most wanted organisms are found, then the stream segment is unimpaired and fully supports aquatic life. If mostly least wanted organisms are found, then the stream segment will be flagged for possible investigation by DEC.
The most wanted are mayflies, caddisflies, and stoneflies. The least wanted are leeches and scuds, or little amphipods or sow bugs, little red midges, which are these bright red, teeny tiny little worm-like organisms, are an indicator of a poor quality stream. If they also send photos or other information that implies it's a serious problem, then we might want to go out and inspect the site. But otherwise, it would go into our data system as a red flag, and the next time we cycle through that area of the state, the professional team would potentially examine the stream for impacts.
John Rosales is an associate professor of environmental studies at St. Lawrence University. He says citizen scientists are an invaluable resource for research programs like WAVE.
Citizens, those people that go outside and observe nature, are oftentimes out there more often than scientists. So their eyes, their perceptions, and their observations sometimes are more numerous, and they may even have more experience than scientists. On the other side, citizens benefit from citizen science programs as well because they feel empowered. They feel like they're contributing to perhaps public good, further understanding of environmental and ecological processes.
Information sessions for those interested in joining the WAVE program are scheduled in June through August at various locations. There's more information on our website, wamc.org. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.